Pasuk says in Chukosit Aleichu, "Vetz mitzvosai tishmeru v'asisem oisam." And Rashi quotes Taurus Kahanim in Bechukosai Taleichu Shetia Amelim B'Taira. Shetia Amelim B'Taira means that a person shouldn't just learn Taira, but he has to toil. He has to put a lot of effort into his learning Taira. And as we learn in Pirkei Avos, Parakei Mishnah Chabeis, Lefum Tzara Agra. As much effort as you put into your learning, that's how much reward you will receive for that learning. The Gemara Masechta Chagiga Daf Gimel Amud Beis quotes the pasuk that says, "V'sha'aftem risem ben tzadik l'rosha ben oivel l'kim l'sh'ena avdai l'sh'aloi avdai." We'll see the difference between a tzadik and a rosha, between a person who serves Hashem and a person who does not. And the Gemara says, "Ein adai m'shana pirkei mei pa'amim." We cannot compare somebody who learns something 100 times versus somebody who learns it 101 times. Ask the Gemara. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, the avodai, the person who's considered the one who serves Hashem, is the one that learned the Torah 101 times. And the one who only learned it 100 times is considered an individual loy avodai, that didn't serve Hashem. And immediately ask the Gemara, because he only learned it 100 times versus 101 time, is he considered already an individual who doesn't serve Hashem? So the Gemara answers that we find that when they used to hire donkey drivers, so there was a price, 10 miles, one zuz. If you're traveling 11 miles, it's already two zuz. So what does the Gemara mean? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the average travel, the amount of the distance that people travel typically in a day, were 10 persos, were 10 miles. And that's way, and that's exactly what happened. The donkey driver said, "I will do the normal distance and get paid a regular fee." But if somebody puts in just a little more effort, so then he deserves to get paid much more. Somebody who learns the Gemara 100 times, that's what's expected. The person who learns it 101 times shows that he has a specific love for Torah. He's not going to just learn it 100 times like everyone does. He's going to learn it 101 times. The person who shows the love for Torah, that he doesn't just do what you have to do, he does more than you have to do, that is the individual that's called the Oiver Elokim. That is the individual that's called the person who indeed serves Hashem. And that's the individual who is considered the individual who is the Amo B'Taira. An Amo B'Taira is not just the individual who learns Taira, but an Amo B'Taira is the individual who works hard at his learning. And by working hard at his learning, he's showing that he truly loves the Torah. The Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis says, "Ana Amelim V'Heim Amelim." We work hard and others work hard. "Ana Amelim Mekabim Schar V'Heim Amelim V'Ein Mekabim Schar." We who work hard get paid, get rewarded for it, and they don't. It's a Gemara, it's a Maim Chazal that's quoted when we make a seam on a Masechta. And we need to understand, what is the Gemara teaching us? Is that true? Who works without expecting to get paid? So the Mefarshim suggest, if someone is hired to sew a suit, to prepare a pair of shoes, and he'll work, and you'll have the tailor working and the shoemaker working, but he didn't finish the suit and he didn't finish the shoes, he won't be entitled to pay, because the person who hired him expects to get paid for what is being for result, for the garment, the shoes that he wanted. By Torah, it's different. By Torah, even if somebody learns and he spent time learning, But he didn't understand the Gemara. He still needs to work on understanding what he was learning. In Bechukai Sai Talechu, Shetiu Amelim, says the Chafetz Chaim, we don't just get rewarded when we learn Torah for the result, that you know the Gemara perfectly, that you know the subject matter perfectly. We get rewarded for Amelis, for showing that we love the Torah. The Schar is not result-based. The Schar is showing that you love the Torah, showing that you're ready to devote your time, your energy, your efforts for learning Torah. The Yisbach Moshe said that there was once a boy who was a wonderful Talmud Chacham, but he came from a very poor family. And the Yisrach Moshe was looking for a match for his daughter. And he told his wife that, I think this is the boy we should take as a son-in-law. His wife said, maybe we could find a match for our daughter for a boy who comes from a family that is wealthier and be able to give our daughter a more comfortable lifestyle. So the Yisrach Moshe told his wife, I want to tell you a story. He said, there was once a farmer who found a pot full of expensive stones. Every stone was a small stone, the size of a barley, the size of a kernel, but it was very valuable. And the farmer who didn't recognize the value of these stones put the pot on the fire. He thought that what he had here was wheat. And he put it in the fire, and they were boiling all day and all night, and of course, they remained hard. And he went to his neighbor, and he says, I have these wheat, I have these kernels, they're not cooking. And the neighbor was a smart person, and the neighbor said, you know what, I'll make an exchange with you. I'll give you my kernels, and you give me your kernels. Said the Yisrach Moshe, we sometimes have the opportunity to get kernels, kernels of diamonds. Diamonds, most valuable asset we could find, is our melus b'Torah, learning Torah, appreciating Torah. And we trade it in for foolishness. The person who's an amal b'Torah is showing that he's not just learning Torah. Of course we have to learn Torah. But he's showing that he recognizes the value of Torah. And that's an entire different type of learning. The Medrash brings down on this pasuk. David HaMelech says, Chashavti derachai, every day, v'shiva ragli ala desecha. Every morning, b'chayoyim v'yoyim, I started to think that I'm going to go to Beis Pliny, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. Ragli my lich soisila beis medrash. My feet carried me to the beis medrash. What's pshat in this medrash? Says the Belzer Rebbe, Reb Shua mi Belz. He says that a person who learns Torah is not just a person who has to learn Torah. A person who learns Torah is a person who has to behave differently, act differently, be different. As we know, Derech Eretz, Kadmo Torah, Derech Eretz is a prerequisite to being able to learn Torah. Said David HaMelech, and that's what the Medrash is teaching us. Of course, we have to be a Melim B'Torah. But not only is an individual who's an Amal B'Torah, an individual who recognizes and appreciates what Liman HaTorah is all about, but Chashavti D'Rachai, I recognize that if I want to learn Torah, I have to be different. And what does that require? Chishavti drachai. I have to think about who I am, and what I am, and how do I behave, and how's my ben adam l'chaveroi, and how's my entire life look. And therefore, he said, not only is the person who's an amal b'Torah going to be a Talmud Chacham, and going to fulfill the most important mitzvah of a Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, but he's also going to be a better person. Because Chishavti D'Rachai, he's going to always consider if what I'm doing is what I'm supposed to be doing.